Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Ott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott throws the ball into Hubbs, who tags Hiller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keene scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. There goes McCovey trying to get to third. Brock throws the ball into Santo, who tags McCovey for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbs tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brock. Alou reaches second base with a double. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Bob Anderson now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to McCormick covering. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Cepeda throws to Pagan, who throws back to Cepeda who tags Rogers for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Calhoun's now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Giants. Don Larson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman pinch hits for Lou Brock. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Landrum pinch runs for George Altman. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rogers out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing center field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. 1 out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Coons covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Will pinch hits for Cal Coons. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Al Lowry pinch runs for Bob Will. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Larson covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.